Hey everyone, what you're about to listen to is a preview of a bonus episode that is available on our Patreon. If you like this clip, you can grab the whole episode, as well as years of other bonus content, at www.patreon.com/lionsledbydonkeys.
And everybody's like, is Master Asia gonna be okay? He's going in by himself. Like, where have you been? This man is Goku in a Gundam. Like, he can fist fight a robot that weighs several 100 tons.
Yep.
With his bare hands and this abandoned building. Like, is he going to be okay? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, other than the fact this is obviously his plot and every viewer can see it. And it's moments like this that dawn on me, like, this was made for children.
Yep. Yeah.
And then I'm like, what am I doing here? This is clearly meant for me when I first watched it when I was 7.
Yeah, but like, listen, sometimes you gotta suspend that sort of part of your brain and just, you know, but also we see, obviously, like, Chibity Crockett, Argo Gulski, Sai Saichi, and Judge Dasan are now, like,
they're all evil.
Evil.
Oh, you're forgetting the part that Argo Gulski is apparently now strong enough to pick up and throw train cars at Domon as a weapon. We get what amounts to a machine gun train firing cave system.
Yeah,
it rules. That's my favorite part of this whole thing. But then we find out why they're so much stronger, because they're all infected with DG.
Yeah, the new form of train.
Yeah.
we're doing more plates, more dates on the Gundam fighters. We are going to replace Derek now.
Argo Gulski, natty or not?
Obviously not natty. He's doing, like, he's making Tren or some similar substance like Pruno in his toilet in prison.
I mean, he's in prison in what is supposed to be like Neo-Russia, but is very obviously styled as Neo-Soviet Union.
Yeah.
That man is much like the East German Olympic team, is more steroid than human being.
Yeah, Chibity Crockett's doing, like, you know, Star Platinum from JoJo's punches. He can, like, and they're all, you know, have suddenly gotten this, like, new power level. We're really doing Dragon Ball Z stuff on this episode.
Well, I mean, I think in any anime, specifically one like G Gundam, and one like, you know, there's another show that I've brought up, Zoids, that we might watch in the future, any shonen type anime, you're gonna get like the power chase, the power increase. They have to do it. And then we see it here, not only with the DG cells in this episode, but we also see it in episode 3 as well, where the Shining Gundam literally goes Super Saiyan.
Yep. And it happens in one of these 3 episodes, you know. But
and we get like Rain randomly piloting Shining Gundam.
Yeah, and it's also, if you forgot you're watching anime, lots of ass shots when she's like putting on the suit.
I will say that scene probably led many a child to an awakening. I watched the dub. I don't know what it sounds like in sub, but I know in the dub, I turned it down in that scene
because
I was really worried that my neighbors might think I was watching anime porn.
It's arguably worse in Japanese. It's the exact same sounds that you can probably imagine in your head.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, it also brings up further questions of the internal workings of the Gundam, right? Like, we've kind of worked out that the skin-tight mobile suit that the pilot wears.
The fight suit.
The fight suit is this strange lycra bodysuit that gets put on them by a machine. And we now know that then no way is that fitted to Domon, because Rain seemed like it was killing her as it like squeezed over her. And then they both end up getting in the mobile suit and both end up wearing the weird sex suit, the tactical gimp suit.
Yeah, but what I don't really get, and I hate that I'm questioning the internal logic of a mid-90s anime, how come they have to wear the fight suit and the other Gundam pilots do, but Master Asia or other people that we see in subsequent episodes we're going to talk about don't?
Because this kind of like evil.
No, but like the good guys in an episode we're going to talk about in a bit don't have to wear it either.
Hmm. Maybe their power level is so high, they simply don't need the tactical gimp suit.
Yeah, does like the GIMP suit, is it like Fallout where you get like bonus points because you're wearing like the tactical GIMP suit?
Maybe because, you know, it's been established that much like Pacific Rim, that all of these robots are controlled through like body movement. Maybe the suit, the GIMP suit, is much like that Olympic swimming suit from years ago that got banned because it made people too fast. You can simply air punch faster when you wear it. No drag on those ass cheeks that we see from all those close-ups.
Now I'm thinking, was the Somerset GIMP just like a...
I'm sorry, the what?
you don't know what the Somerset GIMP
Why
is?
Why would I know what the Somerset GIMP is?
So the Somerset GIMP was a guy who would put on a GIMP suit and then go out late at night and like very menacingly crawl along the ground towards people.
Who's he hurting? That's just how he travels. He was looking for his Gundam.
But yeah, he got sentenced.
What is it? I'm sorry, is being weird a crime now?
Somerset GIMP banned from wearing a GIMP suit in public and crawling / wriggling / writhing on the ground for 5 years.
So the man was banned from writhing.
Yep.
Who's enforcing this ban? Oh, I'm sorry. This is going to get forwarded to the wiggling police.
Yeah, he was issued with a sexual risk order after police linked him to 25 incidents across the country. Obviously, this is like extremely sinister. But
I mean, did he touch anyone?
No, but
he's
it's
just
like
being
it's so-
weird. If being weird is illegal, we're all guilty.
There's being weird and then there's wearing a GIMP suit and like hiding in a bush so you can like jump scare people.
He likes bushes. He needed some fucking photosynthesis. This is discrimination against our GIMP suit wearing friends, family, and fans.
Joe, I hate that you're making me side with the police here. Like, I am a vehement enemy of the British state and you are making me side with them over the Somerset GIMP.
I think this is just a fundamental thing when it comes to how different cultures are. Whereas an American, I believe as long as you don't physically hurt someone or like pull your dick out in public, which does, you know, physically traumatize people, you didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, like I'm reading like the restrictions that were handed down. It was like, he's banned from wearing black all-in-one garments or any combination which has the appearance of an all-in-one garment in public between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. He is also forbidden from crawling, wriggling, or writhing on the ground in a public place whilst wearing a full body covering clothing that appears like a full body covering and or mask / full face covering.
First, they came for the GIMP suit, and I said nothing. Because I did not have a GIMP suit.
God, you're gonna start funding the provisional GIMP suit army.
You'll never see them writhing towards you. They're too silent, other than the squeaking of their suits, I assume.
So, side note, there's a really good documentary about like people who are like super into like latex and leather stuff from the 70s, and it's like loads of people are like, oh, I'm just a World War II reenactor. I'm a big fan of the Frogmen, and or like people wearing like rubber Macintoshes and going like standing in the rain or in puddles or stuff.
What's Macintosh? You just keep inventing new words.
No, it's an army coat. It was invented for the army. It's like a long kind of trench coat that is like waterproof. So it's like kind of rubbery.
So it's just a rain jacket.
Yeah, pretty much. But the really funny thing about this documentary is just like how normal all the people are. It's like, I think nowadays we kind of have this conception of like, oh, people who are into stuff like that might be like a little bit odd or like seem odd to people who don't know what's going on. But it's like they're just like, oh yeah, you know, like I'm an accountant. I just like doing this on the weekends. I like going standing in the rain or in puddles or stuff. And he's just like,
I like a good puddle.
Full rubber outfit, gas mask, everything. And I'm like, do you know what?
Doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Let that man writhe around on the ground in peace. Don't step on my puddle.
God damn it. We've inadvertently walked backwards into kink at pride discourse. So
No.
We're moving on.
Also, it is not my place to say fuck all about pride as a straight man.
Yeah, exactly. Keep your mouth shut. It's for us.